Towards the end of his life, Elvis was consuming anywhere from 10 to 12,000 calories a day. He was rapidly gaining weight in the last 5 years of his life and got up to 350 pounds. He would lock himself in his room in Graceland for days and would just gorge himself on various kinds of food and cheeseburger platters. He had a personal nurse that would just bring him whatever he wanted. It was even reported that he refused to bathe throughout 1975, and this caused a lot of sores on his body. He was suffering from chronic constipation from all of his drug use. He could not go. And not to mention his nocturnal habits had his system like all out of whack. On the day he died, he woke up around 4 p.m., did his thing, went to the dentist at like 11 p.m., and then went to bed at 6 a.m. Apparently he couldn't sleep and went to the bathroom sometime in the morning and never came back out. Elvis's girlfriend Ginger found his body on August 16, 1977. He was found with his pants around his ankles, face down on the carpet in his bathroom, surrounded by his own vomit. He was rushed to the hospital, but was ultimately pronounced dead at the age of 42. His autopsy was sealed by his family for 50 years, but when it was ultimately released, it said that there was up to 4 months of backed up stool in his system. There were also 8 different kinds of prescription drugs found in his system. The doctor who prescribed him these drugs was nicknamed Dr. Nick, and his medical license was suspended after the death of Elvis. According to the charges, in the last 20 months of Elvis's life, he was prescribed over 12,000 pills and other pharmaceuticals. It was reported that he used to carry 3 suitcases full of prescription drugs with him whenever he would travel. After his death, Elvis was embalmed and returned to Graceland. A public viewing of his casket was held, and thousands of fans flooded to Memphis to pay their respects. So many people, in fact, that the president had to order 300 National Guard troops to go to Memphis and help maintain the order. A funeral was held on August 18th for friends and family only. When it came time for the burial, it was estimated that 80,000 people lined the streets to say their goodbyes. Elvis was laid to rest wearing a white suit and a blue shirt. If you made it to the end, thank you for watching this series. I hope this helped give you a little insight into Elvis's life, and it's just a reminder for all of us to remember to take care of ourselves.